This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Running down a way of life.
Fighting all the wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be.
I don't mind them.
And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe
in. Like moving to Venezuela or North Korea.
Running down my country, man, they're walking on the fight.
And we're seeing a resurgence of Americana.
Yeah. Walking on the fighting side of me.
Running down a way of life.
Running down a way of life. I'm fighting and talking that deep.
You don't love it, leave it.
Don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning.
You know,
you're running down.
I don't like if you don't love it, leave it. When the globalists are taking our liberties, taking our freedoms, and posing as if they're Americana. But my point is, if you hate free markets so much, there are quite a few socialist and communist hellholes you can still go to and be in a slave labor camp. Venezuela is totally collapsing into hell on earth, killing a bunch of journalists today, attacking AFP reporters. I mean, it is just like zombie land now there. I mean, just full-on collapsed, beyond failed civilization. Crazy town. Because you kill incentives and people owning their own stuff and having their own plot of land or having their own job, and you create a bunch of dependents that think that they, you know, are God and a huge communist force of people in waddling around in uniforms. That's a recipe for doom. Lord Moncton's coming up in the next segment. Trump is set. When is he set? They keep saying this afternoon. Do we know how long until he does that Rose Garden speech to pull out of the carbon tax, the global carbon tax? This is such a big deal. By the way, it snuck up on me. I saw some tweets and some comments this morning saying, hey, Alex, you usually cover Bilderberg. You know, you've been right on that for 20-something years. Why aren't you covering Bilderberg? We do have four reporters that are getting there as we speak. So we are covering Bilderberg. I will say this. It's kind of gotten passe because world government's out in the open. They failed at covering it up. So now that mainstream media is covering it and admitting they want world government, admitting they want to overthrow Trump, we're still there to, you know, break things down. But we're not needed as much as we were previously. So we got 2 p.m. Central coming up with the vaunted speech. Who's doing the fourth hour today? Davenport's awesome. Just let him know, though. We're going to have to preempt part of him for this Trump thing. I'm going to have to co-host with him. With the Trump speech, because we need to definitely just get the announcement. It's probably 5 minutes long, but this is history. This is coffin nails to the globalists. This is big old oak steaks and Count Dracula's heart. I mean, this is super delicious. Taxing all carbon on the planet and tracking it all and selectively deciding who gets charged what to totally control society and paying the Rothschilds and the Obamas and the Clintons hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, Al Gore, just in the carbon exchange crap he's already involved in, getting a few countries like New Zealand on board, has made billions of dollars. I mean, that pig. I mean, what a joke. You pay him a carbon indulgence. We said, hey, they should pay the Pope, you know, 500 years ago, indulgences to get their family out of purgatory. But I guess the Pope voted to get rid of that, so that's not there anymore. Trapped in purgatory, awaiting the hour of reprisal, the time slips away. That'll come in with Rain Blood. I haven't played that in a while. Yep, climate change. 4 trillion carbon taxes needed to save humanity. Oh, save humanity from global warming, says economists. I love they always start with some little number. It's 100 trillion every decade. That's what's been proposed. That's what's in it. That's what Davos says for 5 years. 100 trillion, 10 trillion a year. And that's just a start. You know, most taxes start kind of little. Camel's nose under the tent flap, but not these. But Soros and Juncker, the unelected heir of all Nazi loot, basically, with his little weird Nazi collaborator running around. But all the leftists just worship him. He's a rock star. Oh, we love you. You're so loving. You're so good. It's like Elvis in the 50s. Just all, girls were like throwing their panties at him. Oh, you're a mass murdering, weird, creepy guy. That screws everybody over. Oh, we love you. You're so awesome. You know, so oh, please screw us over more. Please rip me off.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You notice I'm flying American flags pretty much all the time now because we are retaking our country. The American flag more and more is actually for our sovereignty, for our free market, open Renaissance-based system that came out of the United Kingdom, back when it was England, and of course, Western Europe. There is a massive fight for that, and people overuse Nazi analogies. You know, they use them constantly. If you don't want open borders, or you don't want high taxes, or Obamacare, you must be a Nazi. But Juncker, his grandfather, was one of the top Nazis in Germany. That they were the top arms producer next to Krupp. And it's a fact. I mean, they are royalty. They are basically Prussian royalty. And they were the top of the Reich. And then his grandfather took over Luxembourg by force. He basically owns it and runs it today. And he's in the unelected EU bureaucracy, set up in a steel deal back in the 40s. I mean, this is crazy. And now he's threatening the UK. He's threatening the United States. He's saying we'll have economic warfare. I've got some of the incredible statements where he says we will allow no treaties between the UK and the United States with any of our members. And he now is setting up his EU army. That's right. And, of course, they're trying to expropriate NATO. That's why Trump was having to take NATO to the woodshed. Because, I mean, this is a real power struggle. This is a, I don't want to say it's Nazi, but the EU was a Nazi program. And it is the one of the top heirs to the Nazi fortunes who is commanding this and making very arrogant statements. Now Nigel Farage is under investigation as a person of interest for the Russians. And we have congressional hearings where I am. And Hillary came out yesterday and said she lost because of InfoWars. But she finally said something true. She said, but we know InfoWars is giving the Russians the attack profile. Well, yeah, we're promoting freedom worldwide. We hope the Russians pick it up. We're not Russian-run. We're promoting Magna Carta 1215. We're promoting Declaration of Independence 1776. We're promoting the history of the English-speaking peoples. Winston Churchill wrote a three-volume book on it. We are promoting the flower of Western Renaissance culture, not the Russians. And the globalists can't stand against that with their unelected system. And now, set in 50 minutes from now, one of the biggest moments in modern history against the $100 trillion every decade carbon tax that Davos has announced. That's what it is. They say it's saving polar bears and saving Earth. No, it's a private global consortium. And the man, Lord Monckton, top advisor to Margaret Thatcher, fighting this for three decades since its embryonic level. Hundreds of billions have been spent to promote this lie because it's not just taxes. It's total control. Now Trump is set to pull out of it and implode it. And the elites are beside themselves, the unelected elites, Juncker and others that were bumping into Trump and acting tough, unelected snots. They're in the face of someone who is elected, totally fearful of Farage, who they've clearly, the police said, have tried to kill repeatedly, now trying to imply he's a Russian agent because he's a patriot for the UK. These dishonorable scum are so fearful of the return of honorable, truthful men and women, and it's happening now. We are seeing, I believe, a new dawn of Renaissance if it isn't killed in its bassinet, if it isn't killed embryonically. Lord Christopher Monckton joins us. Science and Public Policy is his excellent website, scienceandpublicpolicy.org. Also, what's up with that? He also works with Mr. Moreno. But I tell you, this is a great day, and I certainly want to thank Lord Monckton for being the very tip of the spear.
Well, Alex, how wonderful it is to be with you again. And yes, it looks as though Mr. Trump is going to ease his way out of the Paris Treaty. Whether he'll come out all in one great rush or whether he'll be slightly slow and crafty about it and say, well, let's set up a Team B to try to have a look at the science from both sides rather than only one side before we rush into anything. He might do that, but he's certainly not going to stay enthusiastically in this Paris Accord. And, of course, as you know, America isn't in the Paris Accord as if it were a treaty because it hasn't been ratified by a two-thirds majority of the Senate, and I can't think of any circumstance in which the Senate would ever ratify such a treaty. And, of course, the longer this nonsense goes on, the longer the discrepancy between the wild predictions made by the profiteering extremists, the profiteers of doom that I call them, the longer the gap between what they predicted and the perfectly calm and sensible weather that we see most of the time, the wider that gap becomes, the more difficult it becomes for world leaders who had hoped to make their pensions on the strength of this, as you say, this trillions of dollars now that are being demanded by the global elite to keep them in clover while the rest of us can't even afford to heat our houses. And 7,000 Britons died in December a few years ago because we had snow for the whole month on the ground. Why did they die? They didn't die because they were cold. They died because they couldn't afford to heat their homes, and that's why they were cold. It wasn't because the weather was cold. And the trouble is that this murderous policy, for that is what it is, has no scientific basis whatsoever. And Donald Trump and his team know this. I briefed a couple of them in Washington a couple of years ago, and they've kept in touch ever since. They've watched this unfold, and they know, among other things, that I and my team are working on the paper which is going to finally blast the whole nonsense out of this. We have now discovered not one, not two, not three, but four serious errors in the way they work out how much global warming we can expect to get from, let us say, a doubling of the carbon dioxide concentration in the air. They've been trying to say, well, it's somewhere between 1.5 and 4.5 Celsius with the best estimate of 3 Celsius, and this would bring the world to an end by 2100. That's what the profiteering...
And he also said by 2013, he said in the Inconvenient Load of BS 2006, that the Antarctic and Arctic would no longer have ice caps, and instead they're bigger. I mean, this is insane.
Well, the Arctic is not showing so much ice, but certainly the Antarctic has grown more or less consistently, apart from the last year or two. And
sure, so the southern has gotten bigger, but I mean the north's what it was, right?
He actually said, Stern actually said in a paper called Dietz et al. 2007 that the world was going to, there was a 10% chance that the world was going to come to an end because of global warming by 2100. Well, we can now prove that that is not the case. It was never likely to be the case anyway.
But it's so simple. They can show
Let me get the result out before we talk about it. We can now demonstrate formally by a proof that the amount of warming you can expect to see, if in all other respects you believe everything we're told by the usual suspects, but in the respects where we correct the errors, we make corrections, we can show that the amount of warming you're going to get per doubling of CO2 is likely to be less than 1 Celsius degree, and it can't even be as much as 1.5. So we're below the entire range of estimates that have been made in the past by the usual suspects, and some of them have been predicting...
Sure, Lord Marshall, let me just jump in here. I mean, I understand.
Predicted 13 Celsius. Now, what is happening is that Trump has seen through all this. He is not taking any more of this nonsense. He is going to say to the world, we've had enough of this. We are going to be cautious because we know how much this upsets the nations who have decided they want to believe in this garbage. But the fact is, he is going to take a cautious line. He's going to say, we'd like to get out of this if we can. We're going to look very much more carefully at the science. And I think this is a very great moment, because at last you have a world leader who is saying, we are going to look at the science, and we're no longer going to listen to the overpaid Marxist pressure group.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
That was my next question. I understand with Skype it's hard for you to hear me because the two go over each other. That happens. But that's where I was going next. Look, every time you come on, I know you have Science and Public Policy. I know you've got global papers with top scientists. They're the top red papers. Our listeners know that. They know it's a fraud. We tactically want you on, as somebody that used to be at 10 Downing Street, talk about where Europe is, where the EU is, how big you think this is, and what Trump's doing. You started getting into that. We're sold. We know it's been proven right. We know that it hasn't been warming for, 18 years or whatever it is. We know they hid the decline in temperature. We know that these models are there. I mean, I think we've won that war. Bureaucratically, though, they're still dug in. So what do you make of this? Soros says European Union is now in an existential crisis surrounded by hostile powers, the UK and the US. This is just crazy. Yeah, Juncker is threatening the UK and the US. I want you to speak about him specifically and who created the EU. What you think they'll do to Trump now? Because, I mean, clearly you agree with me that this is huge. This is historic. This carbon tax is the heart of the private authoritarian corporate world government.
Well, this is what they wanted to do. They wanted to take over the world and set up a global government. That was the phrase that was used in the Copenhagen Treaty in 2009, the treaty that failed. They were going to set up a global government on the excuse of this global warming. And the reason why I spent a few moments mentioning the paper we're working on is that this major discovery we've just made, this is breaking news, we can actually prove that global temperature is not even going to rise by as much as 1.5.
Well, let's spend some more time on that. I didn't realize this was breaking. I mean, because I know the previous
I wouldn't bore you with it otherwise. We have been working on this, and this is just in the last couple of weeks we've discovered this. We are now using national physical laboratories around the world to test this result to make sure that
Give us the one-minute summation. What has been discovered?
One-minute summation is that we can prove that it's not going to be more than 1 Celsius degree per doubling of CO2 concentration. Not the 3, 5, 10, 30...
Yeah, so CO2 really isn't raising temperature much.
It's not going to raise it by more than 1 Celsius, even if you believe everything else that they say, once we correct for these errors.
But how much higher was it in the past? Wasn't it hundreds of times higher?
Now, let me just finish this. The difference between our paper and anything else that's been published on this is that we are able to prove definitively that for 120 years, climate science has got this wrong. They've made a series of quite extraordinary errors, which nobody's noticed because they borrowed mathematics from somewhere else without understanding it. And we're having a great difficulty persuading peer reviewers to understand this. But they are gradually getting there. And this will be published quite shortly. And when it is, this will be the end.
Okay, well, stay there then. I'm intrigued. I understand why you're so excited. I didn't realize this was a whole new paper. I know there were all these others proving that. You're saying this is all new. You'll be back with that straight ahead.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, Pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day and approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8787 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8787.
All right, Donald Trump coming up. About an hour and a half, we're going to carry the press conference here live. They've just been implementing us into this treaty without ever actually ratifying it, but he's saying we're not going to go along with this, just like Obama would shut down our coal power plants. I want to get into your paper that you said is going to be out very, very soon, Lord Monckton. Very, very exciting to hear even more evidence of this. But obviously, this is all just a power grab. They admit that's what it is. But briefly, you're an expert on the EU, globalism. You helped Margaret Thatcher come to her conclusion to not be part of it early on and to kind of stave it off and not be part of Bilderberg. Juncker, his arrogant statements about going after the UK, going after the US, trade war, EU armies. I mean, I don't think people realize how epic the history is we're witnessing of this unelected bureaucracy, and Soros saying that it is collapsing. What would you say about this period we're in, and just briefly the history of the EU? I mean, is it not a dream of the bureaucrats of Nazi Germany?
Well, first of all, you're quite right. The links between totalitarianism in Europe and the establishment of the EU are entirely clear. Although the EU was originally founded as the European Coal and Steel Community to make sure there was enough supplies of coal and steel for the rebuilding of Europe after the Second World War, it then became transmogrified into an unelected tyranny by clerk, a dictatorship, which can make laws. There is a European Parliament, but it can't even bring forward a bill. It's an extraordinary entity, and in any case, the unelected commissars, and I couldn't really name all that many of them, who run this from behind closed doors in smoke-filled rooms, these commissars, who are just like the Politburo of the Soviet Union, so the constitution of the Soviet Union, when that collapsed, was picked up by the European Union, and so we now have this totalitarian constitution where the unelected bureaucrats can overrule any decision of the elected European Parliament. And, of course, they also have the right to overrule the parliaments of all the member states.
And let me stop you there. I'll hold you in the next segment, but let me stop you there because what you said is exactly right. CNN, EU, China unite behind Paris climate deal as Trump mulls U.S. withdrawal. We have the communist Chinese dictator at the Davos meeting 2 months ago saying, don't worry, we'll keep America in line. I mean, this is literally a new axis of evil. Then I have Juncker quoted here saying that we will not allow any, the UK or the US, to have any treaties with any member of the EU. I mean, this is an unelected guy saying this. Is this not classical dictatorship of a, what would you call it, a type of bureaucratic oligarchy?
Well, this is exactly what is it. Tyranny by clerk is what I call it. These are jumped up little nobodies who are dictating to the world because they couldn't get elected themselves. And so from the sidelines, they go into these great corporatist entities like the World Bank and the EU and the UN. And then increasingly, we are foolish enough to transfer powers like the powers in the Paris Treaty to these unelected bureaucrats. And then if we want to say, well, actually, you don't need them, those powers anymore, the science has collapsed and we're going to come out of that treaty. Just look at how they start blubbing as they realize they're no longer going to get the trillions they thought they were going to get, because let's make no mistake about this, who was going to pay for the Paris Treaty? It wasn't going to be the French, it wasn't going to be the Brits, it was going to be you, the Americans. The whole idea of this climate change nonsense is to take America down. That's why Mr. Obama, who hated America with every fiber of his being, that's why he said he was going to have a war on coal. Not just because coal owners were the biggest contributors to his enemies, the Republican Party, but because he knew if he could destroy America's energy supply,
that's right,
and increase price and make America uncompetitive, that would be the end of the United States. That is the objective here. It's got nothing whatsoever to do with the climate.
And by the way, Lord Monckton, we're going to go to break, do 5 more minutes on the side, or 10 more, on your new research and the scientists and the big paper. I know you got published in China's biggest scientific journal, you know, just to kind of give us a review of where the science is, because it really is open and shut at this point. And then I want to ask you, what is the main driver? Obviously, the sun, but I'd like you to elaborate and list some of the top scientists you're working with. But just briefly, we're going to come back and do it, and I'll give you the floor for like 5 minutes to cover it. But haven't we already really won here? I mean, they've gone from global freezing to warming, now climate change. Well, we know climate change is happening. This is not man-made. We can't control it. I mean, haven't they admitted, when they just say it's now climate change, that they were full of bull?
The problem with the totalitarians is that once they have decided on a thing, then they will not let go. They're not concerned with reason. The one thing that will stop them is if we can prove scientifically, prove mathematically, that they were incorrect, that they were basing their assumption of large amounts of warming on mathematical errors that they and their predecessors
sure
have made for the past 120 years.
It's known fraud.
That's what's unique about this. We're going to prove that they got it wrong. Whether they got it wrong deliberately or accidentally, we can't prove one way or the other. Then no doubt that will now be investigated. What we can do is prove that they were wrong.
But you do have them hide the decline.
If it's available, this is going to change everything. Because suddenly, with all these people who are posturing and whining like Juncker and so forth and telling Mr. Trump where to get off, he's going to be able to say to them, no, we've got research that shows that this is simply wrong. You're going to have to look at that search, and if you find it is wrong, then that's the end of it, and you can understand.
We're going to break. Stay right there. I want to come back and talk about the actual research.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy. I thought I was the chosen one. The time went by and I found out a thing or two.
Ladies and gentlemen, the jewel in the crown, the entire superstructure, the skeleton of world government is this global carbon tax. And it's to be selectively enforced, just like General Electric got waivers and kept all its power plants open and all their competition shut down. They made tens of billions and they gouged us on power prices. This is just one example of not building an economy based on competition, but an economy based on shutting down your competition. Look at Venezuela. Look at every steel mill in England shut down and literally shipped to India, where they have no carbon controls. And see, here, for me, I think Lord Monckton's wrong. And I say that in a nice way. I mean, I think he's right, but I think, and I'm going to go to him in a moment, after I plug here, I think he's wrong to think the main argument is it's all a fraud. We know it's a fraud. We've proven it. He's proven it. The science is clear. They keep saying the science is clear on their side because it's clear on ours. But it's the con game that all these third world countries are exempt and the elites are making money off this with carbon exchanges, private companies, getting your tax money passed on from the pump and passed on from your house and passed on from everything you do. That's why it's a fraud. It's only done to certain countries. The elites are making money off of it. That's what kills it. Sure, showing that polar bears can swim. We're going to bring in Lord Moxley in just a moment. I just wanted to throw that out there and then go to him and let him stew for a moment and then let him get into his science, but also just the political obviousness of these villains. Before we go any further, we're listener supported. Hillary Clinton came out and said she lost the election because of InfoWars yesterday. She claimed that I'm advising the Russians. Maxine Waters says that they're telling us what to do. But now, no, we're telling Putin what to do. I think the science is telling. I'm not a Russophile. I don't like all the stuff Putin does, but he does say carbon taxes are about shutting down nation states and bankrupting the population. We'll get Lord Monk to take on that in a minute. Big anti-communist in his own right. The Russians aren't communists now, but he'll be called a communist. I guess we're all Russians now if we don't want to pay George Soros or Bill Clinton money or Al Gore. We've extended the Memorial Day specials. Some of these specials are the biggest we've ever had. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, 65% off. You do auto ship, sign up for the next shipment, you get 10% off. That's 75% off. We've never done anything like that. Supermel Vitality is back in stock. It's known concentrated essential oil herbs that basically help clean out your body and boost your libido, stamina, you name it. Survival Shield X2, the amazing purest iodine out there, totally organic, deep earth crystal source. That is now back in stock, 40% off. Again, these things sell out, but we want you to try them and then sign up and keep using them so we can build the operation and get you great products. It's a win-win. Brain Force, great nootropic with a whole bunch of known good things for your brain, 47% off. Secret 12, 43% off. Knockout just has 9 different things like valerian root, L-tryptophan, melatonin, but it's $19 normally. It's the same dose of melatonin in there that people pay $19 for. This has 8 other things in it, and it's $19.95. It's now $9.95, ladies and gentlemen. All InfoWars Trump shirts that are selling now better than ever. Trump's kind of gotten really popular again as he's taken action. They're still at cost, 75% off, $4.95. And we've got all the new shirts in that say CNN terrorist with the lady simulating murdering Trump, because that's the new meme to show that it is the media that's the enemy. We've got our $200,000 contest we just launched. Can't wait to see folks start getting on national TV legally and lawfully saying CNN is terrorist media, is fake news, is the enemy of the American people. InfoWars.com. You get $1,000 if you show the shirt with InfoWars.com on it as well, and that CNN is a terrorist organization against America. You get $2,500 if you get it audibly out, 2 or 3 times. A lot of folks get it out once. I still pay out. Okay, we paid 140-something thousand out our contest last year. Bill Clinton's a rapist. They want to play games. We're going head up against them. And I got contests that are even more vicious than this. They want to keep playing games and threatening me and all the rest of the crap behind the scenes. You want to fight, you got one, okay? I mean, have you figured it out yet? The intimidation doesn't work, dummies. The next contest will be $1 million you keep pushing. And it's not because I'm, Mr. Tough Guy. I know you're a bunch of scum. So keep flying around on Jerry Epstein's pedophile plane and get out of my way. And keep selling us out to your little jihadi buddies who just blew up the situation over in Manchester. Keep making your excuses about that and go hang out with Ariana Grande. So she hates America and she hates Christians and she hates her effing fans and hopes they effing die. I mean, this liberal elite is so narcissistic and disconnected, it makes me sick. So thanks for your support, everybody. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You'll get great products and know you're funding with tip of the spear in the fight as shock troops to expose globalism. Now, scienceandpublicpolicy.org, whatsupwiththat.com, the leading fighter of the global government carbon fraud, Lord Monckton. So people just tuned in. I think we should go for the political lies, how the elites are making money on this. We already know from Hide the Decline, their own documents, it's a fraud, other studies that are out there. But I know you've been at the tip of the spear with top researchers, publishing in top journals. You say you've got a new mega findings that have just been discovered coming out soon. So tell us about that, sir.
The most important thing you need to know is that, yes, you're right that, of course, we can say they're all making money out of it, and so they are. But the only way to stop them, and stop them quickly, is to prove that they are wrong. And they thought they could get away with making a waffly story that is very hard to prove wrong, and they'd get away with it. However, they made several large errors, which have taken us a long... It's taken me 11 years to find these errors. I've been working quietly away at it. We finally got there. We know what they did wrong. We know how big this is. What it means is that the... Yes, you'll get a little bit of warmer weather as a result of putting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, but it's not going to be much more than kind of 1 Celsius for every doubling of CO2 concentration. You're looking at 1 Celsius of warming over the next 100 to 150 years. It's not exactly anything that really needs to be worried about. And here's the difference, Alex. We can prove it. I'm not going to go into the weeds of how we've proved it. That will be for the scientists to pick through once we publish. But the point is that this is different from just saying, well, it's probably not going to happen, as they say. We can prove that it's not going to happen, as they say, because their estimates are based on these 4 huge errors in the model's calculations that we have now found. We've calculated them. We've been to our national science laboratories on both sides of the Atlantic to get confirmation of our understanding of what we've found. That's not to say they will endorse what we've found. They don't do that, but they will do measurements for us. We've had them done. And what those measurements show is that we are right about this. And once this paper is out there, then everyone who goes around saying there's a 97% consensus and Trump must toe the line with the rest of the world community, all he needs is this one paper. And all he has to do is to give this to anyone who tries to say that to him, Junker or whoever, and say, go away, get your scientists to read this, and come back and tell me if I am wrong. And of course, they won't be able to, because this is a formal mathematical and physical proof. And that's the difference. Nearly every paper until now on climate science has been speculation. It's been saying, well, we think this might happen and we think the other will happen. And some of the observations point this way and some of the observations point that way. What we have done is to go right back to the theory, to look at the theory that they're using to multiply up how much warming we're going to get from the very small effect you get just from the CO2 itself. And we have found that, to put it really at its simplest, Alex, they screwed up, and we can prove it. And what that means is that once this paper is published, and it can't be stopped, eventually it will be published, not long away now, I think. Once it's published, then that's the end of the climate scare. You watch how quickly it collapses after this comes out. Because however much they may want to go on making money out of this, there will no longer be any reason to have a UN Framework Convention on Climate Change that was based on these mistakes. No longer any need for an IPCC. No longer need for the Paris Accord or any of the other plethora of treaties by which, just like the EU, a treaty here, a treaty there, until suddenly all your freedoms are gone. They were doing that on a world scale with this climate thing. All of that will now come to an end because we can prove that they were wrong. This is over, Alex. It's over. And it's all over by the shouting. We've got to publish the paper, sure, but we've had it read by the greatest experts in the world on the particular kind of mathematics we're looking
sure,
at.
Sure, let's be clear. You've already published with other scientists some of the top, I'm not just saying this, some of the, in fact, don't you have one, the most read paper in the world?
Well, in the Chinese Science Bulletin, which is the science bulletin of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the world's largest scientific academy, we published a paper a couple of years ago, which was so popular around the world that it had been read by 12 times as many people as any other paper in the entire history year, the 60-year archive of that distinguished journal. I mean, this is the world's largest academy of sciences. They don't suffer fools gladly. We had quite a time getting it through peer review because we were saying then we were beginning to point to some of the areas of the mathematics that we're looking at. And then I wrote a further paper, which was published in the Energy and Environment Journal, again a couple of years ago, which said, look, there are problems with this mathematics. Here are what the problems are, and we can't yet see what they've done wrong.
I mean, the truth is we don't
know, but
we know.
Someone came forward, and they said, you need to read this textbook. I read it, and the moment I saw it, I saw what they'd done wrong, and we've done the math, and, well, that's the end.
And that's coming out in the next few weeks. But just getting back to the beginning, it's very exciting. Just in closing here, I want folks to know history's happening right now, and they've spent how many decades and how many, I know it's over $100 billion, big central banks, governments pushing the carbon tax and, you know, you're pushing this planetary regime and to monitor all the nations and make the nations go under it. So beyond the tax, it's the global control. It's the global court. It's the global enforcement. It's the climate crimes. All that's happening, this is so big, Trump's doing this, A, and then B, every time you're on, I get tweets and emails and on the street people go, next time Moncton's on, bring up this. And I know there's people that think every ice crystal trail, some type of weather modification, but they have patents, they admit there's barium salts, aluminum dioxide, they admit there's massive weather mod going on, Bill Gates is involved, Dubai's involved, China's involved. They've got antenna arrays that are manipulating the ions and the nuclei. Mimicking some of the things that solar radiation does. We know when there's a big solar flare, we have thunderstorms or whatever. I mean, this has all been documented. They're artificially manipulating the weather already. And we know there's a UN climate manipulation weather weapon 1979 treaty introduced in 78, passed in 79. So we know this is going on. It's very secretive. So then people exaggerate because they don't know what's really going on. But from your deep research into climate, do you have any comments on how that might be affecting things?
Yeah, the first thing is that we are far smaller and far less powerful in affecting the climate than they think. And that's why they can't do much more than a little bit of silver iodide dropped on the clouds to make them rain when you have a drought in a local area. You can't do anything worldwide to alter the weather, however hard you try. And this is really the result of our research. You can just see that there is a kind of inbuilt stability to the climate system, which means that short of letting off every nuclear bomb around the world and go on doing that every day for the next 400
that's
years.
That's right. We wouldn't have this ancient planet with an ancient atmosphere if it was in a very stable position.
That's exactly right, Alex. I mean, you're quite right. Here we are, 4.5 billion years on. Okay, there may be a few people who think it's only 6,000 because they believe in the rather balmy calculations of an Anglican divine in the 17th century.
I was about to say, the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say that, some preacher did.
That's right. It was the Bishop Usher. He was a very worthy, amiable divine, and he just amused himself by calculating how many generations there had been since Abraham in the Bible, and from that he worked out that the world was created on the 15th of April, 4004 BC, and there are even Bibles of the period. I've got one which show every date thereafter from 4004 BC until the time of Christ, all written into the margins, and it's all very silly. But the point is, this is a very old planet. It's a very stable planet. To destabilize it, you'd need to do something to the sun. You'd need to have a big asteroid hitting us. We'd need to go through a large cloud of intergalactic dust. There'd need to be an enormous supervolcano eruption. These are the things that can alter the climate. But altering one part in 2,000 of the composition of the atmosphere over the next 150 years is not going to make any difference at all. And as I say, the magic thing about our paper is that we can prove it. And it's already beginning to worry people because they begin to begun to hear about it. I've given a couple of talks about it. But the latest thing that we found just in the last couple of weeks shows the stakes are even bigger than we thought. And therefore, we are now just concluding our research in the next couple of days. Then it goes off to the journal for peer review. And if
well, good, we'll have you on then, but we're almost out of time. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
When you've got 6 years ago, the main group coordinating the universities globally saying, let's hide the decline. I think it's pretty clear they know this is a joke, but I mean, I don't think
we can prove it. That's the difference. Once they know we can prove it, once they know we know what they did wrong, once they know that anyone who in future tries to say that we are going to have a significant impact on the climate will be laughed at because there is no scientific basis for it.
Here's my final two questions.
The one thing these people don't like is to be laughed at, and they're going to be if they try to position this line any longer.
They don't like being questioned. They say every scientist agrees, and almost none of them actually agree with them.
And prove that they're wrong.
Sure. Okay. Now let me do these two final. Our Skype's a little bit off here, so I hope you can hear me. I know there's different numbers from ice cores and mud cores and other things that they've done. The numbers hundreds of times the CO2 in our history, and that didn't make the planet overheat too much. In fact, a lot of scientists and climatologists I've read believe if CO2 tripled or quadrupled, it would make plants grow faster, make the oceans more healthy, and that they believe the planet's so old that we're actually in a carbon-starved position and down the road could off-gas and even end up like Mars that clearly lost its atmosphere. I know you've talked to climatologists, you've talked to solar solar physicists, you've talked to astrophysicists. I mean,
let me give you some figures on this. It's very interesting. I mean, you're quite right. Patrick Moore, the founder of Greenpeace, who is, of course, no longer with Greenpeace because he doesn't believe in global warming, he has done a very interesting paper, which I helped him write, which shows that over the last 2,000 years, 2 million years, I should say, the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere has been steadily declining, almost to the point where plants were being starved of it. Now we're putting more CO2 into the atmosphere. Everything grows like bilio in the garden. I don't know if you ever have time to plant a garden, but if you do, everything grows much faster now because of what's called CO2 fertilization. CO2 is plant food. The paradoxical thing about this is that we know now from the satellites that CO2 is greening the planet. You can see it from outer space. Areas like
this. So should we actually terraform or what do they call it? If you've already got an atmosphere, shouldn't we geoengineer with more of it?
Of course we should, and that's what we're doing, of course, because despite all the preaching and the whinnying from these profiteers of doom, everybody is burning more fossil fuels.
It's almost like there's a god involved.
The climate is responding very favorably because everything is growing at a rate it's never grown in our lifetime. This is a thoroughly good thing.
Sure.
And you're quite
right. What about the danger in closing at 30 seconds?
Quite staggering. The total plant biomass of the Earth has gone up by something like 15 to 30% in the last 100 years.
What about the cycle? Aren't we do for a new ice age?
Well, who can tell? It's 5,000 years overdue, so don't hold your breath.
But, I mean, we should actually worry about cooling then. I mean, that's what the evidence shows.
Cooling is the real killer. Cooling is the real killer. If the planet were to cool even by as little as 1 Celsius degree, large amounts of agricultural area would disappear, and that would impose real strain on the populations of the world.
Thank you, Lord Monckton. Thank you so much. Thank you. Big day with the President Trump. Thank you so much for your work bringing us to this point. And the listeners, we're all in this together, ladies and gentlemen. We're making history. We're changing things. We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off coil silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one.
I'll be co-hosting with John Nutford in the fourth hour today.
And to cry when you said goodbye.
Because Trump's gonna be giving his show. Announcement on the carbon tax. Driving a big, giant stake right into the heart of the funding system, the blood supply for the cancer that is the New World Order. If he does this and he's able to execute it, it's just incredible. Trump is for real. Does it mean he's perfect? I'm not in the cult of some follower. I'm not in the cult of some leader. I'm not a sheep. But, I mean, the elites genuinely want him dead. The elites genuinely got beaten. The elites are genuinely upset about what he's doing. He's just businesslike and wants prosperity and isn't out to kill economies and pick winners and losers and screw people over. Because Trump's dad was super hardcore. And his brother tried to suppress him. And his dad was meaner than hell to him for a long time to make him strong. And Trump dominated them both by the end, basically. I mean, dominated him in a nice way, but, you know, he just thrives. In a very, very serious environment. And his dad came up as a German immigrant, becoming a successful builder in a very, very rough New York area. And the word is, it was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean, they didn't just let you go around and build stuff. You had to fight for it. And so his dad was super hard-nosed. Trump's been hard-nosed. The family's hard-nosed. They're hard-working. He's the blue-collar billionaire. And he started crying when on Memorial Day when the memorial for dead troops was coming by. In fact, the only time you've really seen him get emotional like that. We ought to pull that up. Trump crying. I was not here Tuesday to play the clip because I was dealing with the family issues. By the way, I'm not going to make comments on my divorce case, which has been over for 2.5 years, and the custody battle for my children. Other than just to say that you notice there's no news about the Tuesday hearing. You notice there's nothing. All the big leftist sites celebrating, I'm a bad dad, I was going to lose my kids. The media made all that up. All of it made up. Totally made up. And I wish my ex-wife well, and I am hoping that things can work out and get better. And I'm not going to get into the judge's ruling. Because the judge did not bar us from getting into it. I'm just going to say that the children are where they were and that we are working to unify them more with their mother. And that's the bottom line. But the media tried to destroy me and my children, and they failed. So this is about my family and my privacy, and I'm all about privacy for everybody else. I'm all against the NSA spying, and I'm all against leaving the general public alone or families alone until they get in the political arena. And so I've asked folks to, give us that privacy. But I appreciate your prayers and your support because it's really meant a lot. And I've also been impressed with the judicial system, at least in this case. People run the judicial system down a lot. I do quite a bit, the Ninth Circuit and things. But extremely intelligent, extremely, extremely fair. So that's all I have to say on that point. But I tell you, God loves drunks, children in the United States of America. And let me tell you, I'm so humble because my whole life. I've had so much providence, it's just humbling. We're going to take your calls. Get to a lot of news in the third hour. Stand by. I'll give the number out and come back. Infowars.com. Please spread that URL. We're trying to shut it down.
Visit GCNLive.com today.